So I have a bone to pick with Fatty.
Uh-oh. Are you speaking of Big Fatty online?
The biggest fatty online. Uh-huh. Someone that I know, sitting right across from me, sent a Crema pick. A Crema tree pick.
Yes, it's my yearly tradition. He gets my Christmas tree picture.
It is. So he didn't receive mine fast enough.
Oh.
So he called me an FF.
You're a fistfucker.
Fragile flower.
Oh, well, not untrue.
True. I don't think of myself as a fragile flower.
No. A flower?
Flower. Perhaps.
A flower?
Yeah.
Or just a fragile?
Neither one. I think fist fucker is a better definition.
Oh, okay. The other FF.
Yeah.
All right.
Fancy fucker?
Also not untrue.
So, Big Fatty, if I'm a fragile flower, then you're a big rosebud.
Oh, roses.
Mm-hmm. Rosebud is, I think, definitely in Fatty's vocabulary.
Do you suppose?
What better way to access a rosebud?
Than by way of a special chaya?
A special chaya.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So I have a bone to pick with Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat Women. This is episode 3287 of the BFO for right the 29th of January 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and something special. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Weaklings, Big Fatty, hi everyone, I hope you have all right, it's going well, y'all. You're weaklings today, Big Fatty's cause they hadn't been to the gymnatorium. No, not that kind of weaklings, weeklings, oh, that's very different, it's true, cause y'all, you're weaklings cause you've only got 1 week. 1 week left to enter the number one fan contest for the BFO. Y'all, I mentioned it every day this week. I'll do it again right now. Y'all, all it takes is an e-letter and an e-letter only sent to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Y'all, one entry per person. All you have to do is put number one fan in the subject line of the e-letter and then in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan, Big Fatty. And y'all, didn't matter what you say, I'm going to put you in the old colostomy bag. And then during halftime of the superb owl, on February the 7th, y'all will draw the number one, number two, and number three fans. And y'all, you have until 5 p.m. 1 week from today. That's February the 4th. Big Fatty, it couldn't be any easier.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, cause y'all, Sunday, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, this person and his husband, y'all, I can't remember his husband's name to save my life. Big Fatty, nothing new there, it's true. But y'all, it's someone over there in the J-Pan, Mexico. Y'all, it's none other than Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico, and his husband, who you can't remember his name. It's true, y'all, it's just, y'all, it's sad. It's just sad. But, and y'all, I gotta come clean. Gotta come clean. Big Fatty, thank goodness. Y'all, I'm re-recording this because I thought I read that it was Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico's exiting of the birth canal. So, you know, Big Fatty fucking it up for 13 years. It's true. And, you know, I know you would not want me to get it right. But y'all, if you see Brian and his unknown husband on the 20 or the face, wish them a happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy
happy happy happy happy happy happy. Anniversary. All right, knock it off. Warning, reports toxic chemicals are stored in tank. Caution. 1-51, this is Rampart. Can you send me some EKG? 10-4, transmitting EKG. We're sending you a script. Vitals to follow.
Yeah, I guess y'all, I forgot to give you an update on old Durwood on yesterday's little show. Y'all, they took him to one of the downtown El Hospitalos because they were going to do, y'all, they're going to do that same thing they did to Granny. They put the thing in and see where, if there's blockage and stuff like that. I don't remember what that's called. But anyway, y'all, so they did that. And y'all, they've put a some kind of stunt. It's a stunt in his veins. Evidently, he had one before, and it's just kind of y'all. It's kind of like an oil change. He just needed to put a new one in. But y'all, as of Thursday, he's waiting for the doctor to discharge him. And y'all, he plans to be at Friday at Fatty's later today. Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely. Yes. The happy music, can it get any better? It can't. Y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, y'all, I did eat a little something on hump day night, but not much. Y'all, I really wasn't hungry after you know, the famous toastery hamburger. Y'all, let's see, I was able to get in my nipple walk after I got home. I may have told you about that. I don't know. No, I couldn't have told you about it because, well, I don't know if I did or not. Oh, no, I guess I did because I did the nipple walk before that. Big Fatty, you are really going downtown, it's true. Y'all, I basically just watched the TV machine. Y'all, it was going to get cold. Going to get cold and go down to the low 40s. But y'all woke up. Y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, I was out before 10 a.m. in the evening. And y'all awake a little after 6 a.m. in the morning. And y'all got up and I had my coffee, read the paper, had my breakfast. Y'all, I had some of that honey-baked ham. I pan-fried it and with some scrambled eggs. And y'all, then I made some soup. the Laughing Buddha said he was going to be making the lemon chicken soup, but Big Fatty, he's a vegetarian. Well, he had some sort of something that I guess it had the texture of soup, not soup, chicken. So y'all, I didn't have any chicken either. So y'all, I just made up the base, you know, the base of the lemon chicken soup, had the lemon in there and the vegetables and the broth and all. And y'all, I had some tortellini filled with chicken and prosciutto. So I threw that in there, and y'all, it smells delicious. I had a little taste, and it's good and lemony, I can tell you that. Thursday morning, got up, I went on my nipple walk. Y'all, it had turned cold, and the high was only going to like 50, and y'all, Thursday night is going to go below freezing. Big Fatty, you're going to have to put on the extra thick camisole I am. Y'all, then I came back, got my share, checked on Durwood. He's awaiting a discharge from the doctor, and I told him I'd pick him up at El Hospitalo. So, y'all, I'm recording this a little early so I can accommodate his discharge. Big Fatty, when you say discharge, it's just vulgar. It is. But, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello. In your last show... I don't know why I said it that way. That's really weird. Anyway, in your last show, Fatty said something about the dubious intentions before they changed their names to something that I don't remember. And then there was the world's most obvious and awkward edit to the next sentence. I'm very curious what was said in that really weird, because I know you don't do editing, so it must have been something that you had to edit out.
Yeah, I see y'all, that of course is that Daniel Bieber. He is from, y'all, I've remembered the name of their little show. It's the Mix Minus. It's a cooking show where they discuss mathematics, I think. But anyway, Daniel, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, you know, I don't remember things, but if I recall, I think when I was recording that, I had a call come in. And y'all, Granny is forever. Granny and Vader are the two culprits most of the time. That is the culprits. When they call, it messes up the recording, and so I have to stop, and then take the call, and then I have to go back and take out where it came in. So I have to go back to a point. And then start over again. So I got nothing. I got nothing, B. Freddy, you didn't have to tell us that. We knew it. So, Daniel, I hope that answered your question, because there really wasn't an answer. B. Freddy, he's right about one thing. You don't like to edit. That's true. Yeah, I guess y'all more entries into the number one fan contest. Y'all, the Haunt Cub, he says, hi. I would like to be entered by you for the number uno fan contest because I'm not getting any younger. Thank you for calling. Jay, thank you so much for that. I will get you right into the colostomy bag. Y'all, speaking of the Haunt Cub, how about the Haunt Daddy sent one in also? He says, Dear McFaddy, please enter me in the number one fan contest because next to the COVID, it is the... It is the most exciting thing in my life. It's sad, so sad. Haunt Daddy, love you. Well, thank you, Haunt Daddy. I appreciate that. And you and your husband can share some space there in the colostomy bag. Y'all, the little Aussie Battler has sent one in. It says, Dearest Big Fatty, I am your number one fan because it's summer here in Brisbane, southern Mexico, and my fan is running hot every day. Thank you for entering. Well, Scotty, you and the Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy, y'all can just have a three-way in the colostomy bag there. Yes, Big Daddy, and y'all, there's even more to go.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, that's a y'all that, of course, is dinner. Digger, Big Fatty, you had to go in the archives to find that one. It's true. Digger, thank you so much for that totally mediocre bumper. Usually you do much better than that, but I can understand why it's just mediocre, because y'all, that's right, I have received an e-letter. Y'all, I got it almost a month, about 3 weeks ago, and y'all, I just couldn't bring myself to have the energy to read it to you. But anyway, it says, it's from that Peter G, and it says, Hola, Big Fatty. Kathy Marshall and I will be delighted to once again sponsor a lovely month of so-so questions with a big, ordinary, mediocre pedestrian prize going to a random winner. So I hope lots of your listeners will come up with mundane, ho-hum, positively so-so questions for this year's So-So Question Month in February. All the best to you. Love that Peter G. Well, Peter G. and Kathy Marshall, thank you so much, I guess. I mean, y'all, it's kind of like a... It's kind of like receiving underwear for Crema. You know, it's just, oh, thank you. I'm so happy. but y'all, you can go ahead and start sending in your so-so questions. Love for them to be voice letters, but you can send e-letters or voice letters. Actually, I really don't care what you do as far as these go, because y'all, they're always just so-so-so. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, I've never been more happy to hear the closing music. I was just going into boredom listening about So-So Question Month. Well, it really is a downer. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, young Nicholas is going to be up in the Dirty Myrtle, so he won't be joining us for Friday at Fatty's. But, y'all, it's taco. It's taco night. Big Fatty, cha-cha-cha. Let me get out my Mexican jumping beans, okay? Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at the enormous little show. And, Harvey, what are you going to do this weekend?
So I have a bone to pick with Fatty.
Oh, Holly, send me a check your e-letters from me.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.